one last member of Gemara, and that's the member of Yehuda Mishmuel. Amar Rav Yehuda Mishmuel, Oymer Pesach Pesuch Mitzasi Neman Lafsidak Suvasa. Nudin, that somebody who says Pesach Pesuch Mitzasi comes into Bezn after he's married, and he says Pesach Pesuch Mitzasi is Neman. We're not talking now Lagabe Shavi Anashech Tichid Yisura. We're talking Lagabe being Mafsid Aksuba, that he could be Mafsid the woman. He wrote her a ksuva before they get married. And Afal Pikein, he wants now to be out of it, get out of it, because he tainis a pesa pesuach. So why is he believed? What's the svara of Shmuel that he's believed? So Rashi tells us to look at the Gemara. Let's see the top Gemara in Yoram and Aleph. This is the last Gemara we're going to learn before Chazara, so let's look at it now. And we'll get back to the Raya. It's another member of Shmuel, Itmar Rav Nachman Amish Shmuel, and Yoram and Aleph, Mishum Rav Shimon Alazach, Chachamim Tiknu Lam Lebnais Yisrael, Lepsulam Asayim, Ola Amon Amon. Right, his Lashon is Chachamim Tiknu. That's Mashuk Suv is a Durabanan, which is an issue we're going to get to, not today, we're going to get to eventually. But anyway, he says it's the Takana Drabanan that Benais Yisrael, a Besula gets a Ksuva for 200, Amana gets a Ksuva for 100. Haimim Nuah, and Drabanan gave him an Amanit, Shemamar, Pesach Pesuch Mitzasi Nama. Him came, Ahilu Chacham B'Takanasan. What's the great Takana? You're giving a woman, promising her money, and you're saying that if the man wants to say that Pesach Pesuch Mitzasi, he gets off the hook. So then what are you benefiting the woman? If a man wants to get rid of his wife, he'll just be able to tie the Pesach Pesuch Mitzasi, and he won't have any problem. So the Gemara answers, no. Amarav chazaka ein adam tereach pesuda umafsida. What does that mean? We have a chazaka, ein adam tereach pesuda umafsida. That means we're not chayshish, that a man's going to lie, that he's going to get married. And the day after the marriage, he'll come into Beis Din and lie and say that Pesach Pesuch Mitzasi. Because since the Suda costs him money, I mentioned to you before that in the time of Chazal, even in the time of Shulchan Aruch, it was the derech of the chasen side to pay for the wedding, to pay for the chasna. So being that the chasen has to foot the bill for the chasna, so, ein adam tereach pesuda mafsida. He's not going to get a caterer. He's not going to give him his money back because he tainis pesach pesuch mitzasi. So the money, the cost of the chasni, is going to lose. So since ein adam tereach pesuda mafsida, we have every reason to assume that he's telling the truth. And b'meila, we have Shmuel's chiddush that nemal mafsida ksuvas. This is the Gemara. L'chayra, it's a good raya. You should just know when it says chazaka, ein adam tereach pesuda mafsida, the word chazaka doesn't mean chazaka like we have chazaka the meikara. Chazaka means it's a raya. Ein adam tereach pesuda mafsida. Question here is, how much does a chasna cost? How much money is he going to spend on the chasna? So I don't know how much chasna is used to cost. I assume it didn't cost what it costs today. But what would happen if the cost of the chasna is less than the cost of the ksuba? It seems the ksuba cost there was a lot of money. It was Messiah Zeus. So we're saying, must be he's telling the truth, because ein adam tereach pesuda mafsida. If he didn't like her, he should have given her a get before the chuppah. Right? They were already married for Meiris 12 months ago. Now they're going to the chuppah. That's when you make the suda. So we say he wouldn't spend money on a wedding for nothing. If he hates her, he would just give her a get. He wouldn't marry her and then come and say Pesach Pesuch Mitzasi. What do you mean? Maybe the ksuba is more expensive than the chasna. So he figures, what am I going to give her a get? He really doesn't like her before the chup. But he's thinking, what am I going to do? I'm going to give her a get now. I don't have to pay a ksuba. I have to give her 200 zuz. It's more economical for me to make a wedding. A wedding will cost me 100 zuz. And the next morning I'll walk into Bez and say, Pesach Pesach Mitzasi. And I'll be able to give her a get without paying a ksubim. So what's this chazaka in Adam Tereya Pesudah Mersida? The Prisha is this kasha. That what kind of chazaka is not going to spend money on a wedding? You're sure if the wedding costs more than the ksuba, you're right. But if the wedding costs less than the ksuba, which it used to, I think it was common that the wedding cost less than a ksuba. Ksuba was a year's parnasa. And to spend a year's parnasa on a wedding seems crazy, even though people do it. But it doesn't seem to make any sense. So, Mistam, they made a normal wedding. They made a wedding. They had some chicken soup and some tater kugel, and they made a chasna. So how much is it cost already? Less than a ksuba. It's like, I'll take a kasha, though. Yes?
What?
The entire ksuba, because it's a mekartos. If he wants to remain married, then would she lose only half the ksuba? But he wants to give her a get. That's Rashi's lashon on Yom Aleph. If you sign the oisa mitchila lo yoyter pesuda. $200 It says the ksuba. It's easy. $200 the ksuba. How much the chasna cost?
How much
the cost? Now he's saying in a chinami, we'll have to shuts up the cost of the wedding. No, but then we have no raya, he's telling the truth. If the wedding costs less than the ksuba, why is he neman? He shouldn't be neman at all. The whole reason he's neman is because we have this umdana. That he would not have made the wedding had he hated her, had he wanted to get rid of her. So it must be, it's true. But now you have no raya, because maybe in his mind he's figuring, better pay for the wedding, get off the hook with the ksuba. That's what he's thinking. So now you're going to start saying, we should shut up the wedding and make him pay the difference. But you have no raya that he's telling the truth.
Either way, she, I mean, after me, she's still going to be
it's not enough to mean how much money she gets. Either way,
so
should be a grusha.
So
why shouldn't she get her all 200? Why should she have to deduct the cost of the wedding? She let her get her all 200. There's no raya. He told the truth. What's the raya? He told the truth.
But who says the Gemara is talking about the money? Maybe the Gemara says Torah. Whatever mashichino, like on Daf Dalet, when this is about Olive Shachasan, whatever he prepared, it could be that the kusum is worth more. But nevertheless, he still was the Torah.
I would suggest that people are matriya to save 100 zuz. If the whole issue is tircha, and I'll save 100 zuz by making the chasana, which he had planned anyway, by going out with the chasana, why wouldn't he do it? Why wouldn't he do it? What? Well, assuming he wants to get rid of her. See, we're not sure. Is he telling the truth? Or maybe he's lying and he really hates her. He wants to get rid of her. Well, on the side he's lying, he's saying it can't be, because then he would have given her a get yesterday before the chuppah. So I'm telling you that that's not so. Because maybe he wants to save money. He gives her a get yesterday, he pays a ksuba, 200 zuz. He'd much rather give the get today and not pay. So the Prisha answers that he won't do that. It's not a good plan. If he really doesn't like her, to go ahead with the wedding, he's taking a big chance. Because we learned the Rush in the beginning of the sugya, that if she says Besula Hayisi, she's taka not believed at all. But if she says Mishirastani Nanasti, she's going to say Mishirastani Nanasti. So then what's going to happen? She'll say, after Erisin, somebody was ma'anis me. So then, she's believed. That's what the Rush quoted from Rabbeinu Yaina, from Tamidah Rabbeinu Yaina. He agreed at the end, the Rush agreed with it. That if she'll say, it depends what she answers. He'll taina pesapasovitzas. If she says, bari, m'shurastani nanasti, I'm sure that I became, after Erisin, I was an oinus. So, in that case, she's going to get a ksuba. She's neman, it's bari b'shama. She's a bari. and he's a Shama, he doesn't know what happened. So the Rosh said, Bari b'shama bari yadif, and she'll be believed. So says the Prisha, he's not willing to make this plan. L'chayshish, that he hates her. He wants to save the ksuba. So he's going to get married, be by her, and lie and say Pesach b'sof mitzasi. But if she's going to tie him shirastani the nasty, he's going to end up paying the ksuba and the chasana. If she'll tie him shirastani the nasty, he'll lose both. He'll end up having paid for the wedding, plus losing the having to pay the ksuba. So therefore, his plan is not a good plan. So we remain with the chazaka in Adam Terech Pesuda Mafsida. He's not going to take such a chance. This is the precious Teretz. I had a problem with the Teretz. Anybody have a problem with the Teretz? Anybody have a problem? What's the case? We're not sure. He says Pesach B'Sul Mitzasi. There are two possibilities. Either he's lying or she's lying. Either he's lying and he has this plan.
Now,
what?
Now it could be
the book. Well, he says Psula, she says Psula Yisi. She's actually saying Psula Yisi. But she just could have said Mishra Stanasti. The Agamar's case is she says Psula Yisi. We're saying he would not take such a chance. But Agamar's case is where if she says to the Mishra Stanasti, she'll take again to Ksuba. Agamar is talking when she says Psula Yisi. So one of them is lying. If she's Psula, she's a bula. What? If she's coming, gets a ksuva, but she's standing there nasty. She still gets a ksuva. So there are two possibilities. Either he's telling the truth or he's lying. So Shmuel says, we assume he's telling the truth. Why? Because if he'd be lying, it makes no sense. He's not going to take a chance to lose the ksuva and the chasna, of course. So what I don't understand is, what was the kasha? Maybe he's lying. She was a psula. He's lying. And he had this idea that if I give a get right away, I have to pay 200 zuz. I'd rather make the chasna, and the next day I'll be off the hook with the 200 zuz. So what are we saying? He wouldn't do it because, what? He's afraid she'll say, Mishra Stani Nanasti. Why in the world would she say that? He knows the truth that she's a psula. Right, we're talking a case, Chashin him, he's lying. And she was really a psula. So, we're saying he has this machshava, I want to save money. Instead of paying a ksuba, I'll get married. I'll be bail her. She'll be a psula. I'll come in the next morning and say, Pesach B'Sul Mitzasi. So what's the preacher saying? What's she going to say? What would a normal girl say? She was a psula, b'shas b'ya. Why would she say b'shas standing and nasty? So she's a lamdin, she's the same, she's standing in Nasti, she's a Psula? Maybe, what?
Why
what? She sure wants the Ksuba. But do you think there's such a realistic chance that she'll say Mishra Stani in Nasti when she's really a Psula?
If she can get caught lying, she'll get remarried.
No, he was by the first night. So either she was a psula the first beer, or she wasn't. So the Prisha says the husband's afraid that she's going to lie and say Mishra Stani Nanasti. To me it seems very strange that she would say that. If in fact she was a psula, she'll say psula, you see, no? What?
Even though she's
nanas,
something she wants to say.
She wasn't nanas.
Yeah.
Right? She'll want to say Mishra Stani Nanasti. Unless you're right, once she hears the husband lying, she'll run to a dayan. She'll say, what should I say? So what, she'll ask advice from someone who's learning Masechtas Ksubis. She'll ask advice, what should I say? If I say, Psula Yisi, I'm going to lose my Ksuba. It's not so satisfying, the parents. She'll say, Mishra Stani Nanasti.
Those times I was going to get an MS system,
they taught him in Kalapas. If your husband lies, you better lie also. Could be. I don't have a different teretz. I mean, the precious teretz seems to be not such a satisfying teretz. Unless, you know, the Chazal say that ganovim think everyone else is a ganov. So it could be that she'll tell the truth. But this ganov who's thinking, let me do this trick, I'll be by a lot, I'll part of the. Maybe he's thinking, she'll tie him sure study in the nasty. Maybe in his mind, no. No, a man doesn't think his wife is a London. Maybe he's thinking that maybe she'll tie him sure study in the nasty, even though she really won't. So then I don't know. And the kasha seems like a good kasha. The only other way out to say is that all their weddings costed more than a ksuba. That's also illogical. Ksuba is about $7,000. Spend more than $7,000 on a wedding.
Then how much was the ksuba? It wasn't $7,000
then. Then it was less than $7,000. It's true.
The wedding was less?
That's true.
Hey, look at everything now or everything then. Ksuba now is $7,000, but the wedding's a lot more. But then also ksuba was less.
The wedding was more. Could be, that's the only other way out, to say that it was a weddings cost more than ksubis, and a megla, there's no, could be. It's the only other way out. The assumption is a wedding cost more than a ksuba, then the whole kasha doesn't start. Then they don't tear up a suda mafsida means because the wedding cost more than a ksuba. Could be. Okay, let's go back to Tess Amid Beis and see the Raya to Shmuel's Mevra. I'm Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef brings a Raya to Shmuel, and he doesn't phrase it as a Raya, he rephrases it as a Pshita. I'm Rabbi Yosef, my Kamashmala, Kadima. What are you teaching me? That man is never to say Pesach Mesuach Metzasi. Tanina, we learned it in a Beferisha Mishnah Lekaman, Daf Yud Beis. So we learned this curious minig they had in Yehuda. We have already learned that they made at the time of Erisin Birchas Nisuin, Birchas Hasanin. They said that all the Shabbat Brachas in Yehuda at the time of Erisin, because they would be Yachid, the Chasan and Kala, the Arusa and the Arusasai. And they'd be together. And Mimela was common that he would be Bayilhar. So Mimela, he can't come later in Taina, Taina's Pesulim. What kind of Taina? Taina's Pesulim. You are Miyachid with her. So what does it mean? So Yehuda, Hudalai Matzitan, Habakal Matzitan. Say, in Yehuda with a Miyachid, therefore you can't Taina, Taina's Pesulim. But in Galil, where they were not miyached, you could tainet tainet pesulim. Ah, so we see that you could tainet tainet pesulim. Well, am I? Now you have to have cup. Eloi Yisraelav, if we're talking that he says pesach pesuch mitzasi, and he's nemala Yisraelav, because shavya nashi chatichid yisura, Yehuda my lie. That should hold true even in Yehuda too, that shavya nashi. So must be elolav lafsidak suvasa. So we see that in Yehuda you're not neman lafsik suvasa, but in Galil you're neman lafsidak suvasa. So it's a raya now to Shmuel. It's not only a raya, but Tanina, it's Beferish Mishnah, it's Pshita, because we see only in Yehuda you're not neman to say it, but in Galil you are neman to say it. My lad, the katan pesach pesuch mitzasi. So Gemara will answer lo, the katan tainis damid. Let's see Rashi. My lad, the katan tainis pesach pesuch mitzasi. Rashi's bothered by Akasha. My lad, the katan tainis pesach pesuch mitzasi. Alpha gev de inay dim bedav ze loy tainu mucheches. Ela la samchina. That means I love the kushtuhu. If it's not true that it was pesach pesuch. Loi haya mafsidik suvas mesudasai. Vim haya sayin metchi loi megarsha. Vloi tarach besudas nesuin. Now, umiyu, this is the important line. B'Yehuda loi mehem. Why in Yehuda isn't he believed? In an interach besudam afsidam. In Yehuda, people want to waste money on a wedding? So in Yehuda, say the same thing. He's miyachid with her. But so what? Why did he spend money on the wedding in Yehuda? Why didn't he just give her a get before the wedding? Must be, he's telling the truth. So listen to Rashi's Teretz. Very, very strange. Miu b'Yehuda lai mehemen, shema ba b'mei erisim v'shakach. Strange. Maybe he was by Elhar, and he forgot. Maybe it was Bayal Arusasa and he forgot. Or maybe he did Ha'ara. Ha'ara is the Tchilas Bia. And he touched her, but he doesn't think he broke a Basulim. So maybe he's making a mistake. Maybe he forgot. So therefore in Yehuda what? In Yehuda he says, Pesach Pesuach Mitzasi. What happens? He's not believed, because maybe he made a mistake. Let's see Taisvis. Tais talks about this too. Taisvis, my love, the Katan Pesach Pesuach. Next to the last Taisvis will be Yehuda. What about Yehuda? Why is Yehuda any different? Ah, forgot the Chazaka. This Chazaka, even on Terem Pesudah Mafsida, Loi Mehemin. So here Taisvis says Tupshatim. Either can the Pirish Bukuntris. Either he says Rashi's Pshat, that he made a mistake. Inami or Taisvis Pshat. Kiven the misyached ima vaday ba'alel loy bukiyin eshanavshe. Why would a man restrain himself if they did birchas chasan, and it was almost expected in Yehuda that it'll be ba'alel? So memela we assume there was a bia. Since we assume there was a bia, so he's not believed to say that there was no bia. So therefore, he's not believed to say that there was no bia. Because we have an assumption that there was a bia in Yehuda. It was mutter. So what we said then, if you remember the Chazinish, I think I mentioned that this was done because of the Hegmain. It was a gzera of Hegmain Tchila. So if they're going to make an official wedding, then the Hegmain is going to come. So they only made Erison, and they gave them the opportunity to be Bayal. They made Berchus Chasan. So she's not also to a husband. I think the Chazanis said the only Avera they may have been Ivor if he didn't write up the Suba yet. There was no technical Avera. And Mamela, so Loi Muki Anavshe. So there was no real Isser. So Mela, he was by Alar, so it's finished. So therefore he's not believed to say Pesach Pesul Mitzasa. What about Al Shavi Anavshe Chatichad Yisura? What about the fact that he's coming to Bezdin, say Pesach Pesuach Mitzasi, so Shavi Anashe Chetichad Yisura. Do we say Shavi Anashe Chetichad Yisura in Yehuda? So according to Rashi's reason, Mechayshe, she's making a mistake. If Shavi Anashe, we're going now back to the beginning of the sugya. When you chayshu someone made a mistake, do you still say Shavi Anashe Chetichad Yisura? What? So we had earlier in the Gemara on Testament Beis, on Testament Aleph, that Maudite Mahasa Vade Kimlei, Avamei Hacha Mekamudalei Kimlei Kamash Malon. What do we say? I would think that a bacher doesn't know if Pesach Pesuach. He made a mistake. Like him, like Kamash Malan, that what? I mentioned to you then that the Shita says B'Shem Rashi, and we didn't have a Rashi clear on the Amid Aleph. The Shita says B'Shem Rashi, that Kamash Malan, that even though it's like him, like, even though he can't be sure he's a bacher, still you say Shavi Anavshe, even though he might be making a mistake. Even where he may be making a mistake, you still say like him, like. That's what the Shita said, B'Shem Rashi. If you walk into Bezdin and you say that this piece of meat is Nevela, Shavi Anashe Chetichad Yisura. Even if we have a cheshbon why you may have made a mistake, it doesn't matter. We say Shavi Anashe even when you may have made a mistake. That's Rashi Shita. And I think it was the Rashba that disagreed. Rashba learned Kamash Malon, they're Kimlei. But if it's like Kimlei, he's not an expert. He doesn't know what he's doing. So we don't say Shavi Anashe. Although on the Amud Aleph we had no Makar in Rashi, maybe the Makar is from this Rashi. What does Rashi say here? That maybe he was Bayalar and he forgot. That was Chayshish, that maybe he was Bayalar and he forgot, and therefore he has to pay a Ksuba. Therefore in Yehuda he's not Nemun, he has to pay the Ksuba. What about Shavi Anafshe? We said Shavi Anafshe, we say. So it could be, right? The Gemara said by Shavi Anafshe, what did the Gemara say? Ila Yisrael Av Yehuda Amaylai. Right? The Gemara said, look, Abi Isser, even Yehuda, you say Shavi Anafshe. Like Rashi, what's the case? He said Pesach Pesach Mitzasi. He may be making a mistake. Maybe Haraba and Loyada Shishiva Besulel. He might be making a toss. And Afal Pikein, we still say Shavi Anafshe Dichid Yisur. So maybe that's the Shita Mukabetzes Mekar. The Shita said it on Pesach Bar Aleph. But it could be that the Makar and Rashi is from this Rashi. Because this Rashi says that you say Shavi Anafshe Dichid Yisur even in a case where we suspect that he's making a mistake. But if he said it, Shavi Anafshe. Now to make a Luzik Suba, he won't be believed. Because to make a Luzik Suba, he made a mistake. But Shavi Anafshe is something he's believed by Gavi himself. Gavi himself, he's taka believed. So this is the Chiddush, L'chari, this is the Chiddush of this Rashi. Okay, there are two other Taisisim that talk here about Migu. Taisis Aval and Taisis Loi. And then Marsha points out that the two Taisis are stira one to the other. One Taisis says Migu could work, and one Taisis says Migu cannot work. So let's see the Taisis. And obviously, if you want to try to answer the Marsha's Kasha, you have to find some chiluk between the two. Marsha bleibt schwer. So in order to try to answer, we have to find some chiluk between the Migus. So let's try to figure with what the Migu is in each Taisis. A Taisis Aval. How do you know in Gaul you believe to say Pesach Pesuach? Dilma b'Yehuda, the man is Lame Shabbat, Lab Erison. Maybe in Yehuda she's believed if she tainis Baal Lab Erison that the man was Baala. Avok Shetanis Pesula Yisi Begal Nami Mamin. Maybe she says Pesula Yisi, she believes everywhere. And the only Chilik Yehuda in Gaul is what she tainis that you are Baalmi. Yishlaimer. The mashmalay ain't a yachal lita in Titus Besulim the chol inyan. It was mashma to the Gemara that you can't tain a besulim no matter what. Bein shemeres balam erisin. Bein shemeres pesach naal matzah. Sorry, she said she was a besula and pesach naal matzah. To be Yehuda nemenes b'migu. Di by amra be'erisin balal. V'loy begalal. What's Taisa saying? Like a Migu. Taisis is saying there's a chiluk between Yehuda and Galil. In Galil, you have no Migu. Not believed. She's not believed. In Yehuda, she has a Migu. She could say what, be Migu of what. What's Taisis saying? She could taina Psula Yisi in Yehuda. She says, my husband's lying. I was a Psula. Normally, you're not believed. But in Yehuda, you believe because you have a Migu of. Migu Av, if you don't know the two Migus, you're not going to be able to ask a steer the two Taisis. You have to know the Migu. This Taisis says there is a good Migu in Yehuda. If a woman says, Sula Yisi, she's believed with a Migu Av, Bala Be'erison. That when you are Miyachid us, he was by Allah. So she's believed. So what's the Migu? Migu Sula Yisi, with a Migu Av, Bala Be'erison, and what is she trying to gain? Aksuba. She's trying to gain Aksuba. Right, that's the story. So it's a good Migu. Anybody have any problems with the Migu? Huh? Any problems with the Migu? Sula Yisi with a Migu Bala Be'erison. Everybody, it's a good Migu? Huh? Contradicting what? Contradicting which time? Contradicting? Yeah, every Migul contradict. So Besula, you see with a Migul, Mishrastani, ball out, that the Chosim was ball out.
Why should we say
ball? Perfectly good Migul. What?
Why should we say,
normally she's not believed, but here, since in Yehuda, the Miyachidem, And especially Tosis said in the previous Tosis that you know, the Maimon Nafsha in the Tosis Ma'alav. Muki loy muki nisha nafsha. So we assumed it was a B in Yehuda.
You don't need
it to go over there. Right. Okay, so this Tosis says you can have a Migo to be Tavayaksud. Bottom Tosis. Bottom Tosis. Loy, the Katar Tain is Dabin. Tava Taina Barura. Right, the Gemara's Teretz is going to be that blood is always barer. Medein Sadina Muluchlachim Bidam. Bidira. The betaynis pesa pesulah betaynis dam dishmaitz na'iri. Shehi tayana shubala be'erism. The emeris pesulah yisi. We said before, either she's saying pesulah yisi, or she's saying bala be'erism. In Yehuda, you believed, and in Gali, you're not believed. In time. Namely lidita b'migu. Let's give her a new migu. V'bay amr v'shur stani nanas dide nemenes. Lord of Gamliel, the peskin l'kamandaf yud gimel kavosei. Taka, she doesn't have a migu to say that her Ha'aris was by Elhar, because it's a Galil with an Amiyachid. But let us say, Mishurastani then nasty. If she's going to say her husband was Balel, she'll be a Bari and he'll be a Bari. He'll win. But if she'll say, Mishurastani then nasty, she'll be a Bari. He'll be a Shema. She'll win. So why doesn't she have a Migo? She could have said, Mishurastani then nasty. The Yeshlaim Adayim and Maida Baratza Shinibal Amiyachid. A woman doesn't want to do that. A woman doesn't want to say somebody was by Elhar. Fight. Deidze amigo, the mitzvah of nafshe v'kuna. Shtani nes, you shall become master to a kai. Abel kosh. In fact, Deidze have a better amigo for her. Lehem ne b'amigo di b'amr mukhe say tzani, afil rabban ad l'kaman, damri mukhe say suva samana. Deidze amigo, they're asking the kolomik suva asa. If you hold the suva, mukhe say tzani 100, she's stuck losing $100. Mekal mokin nes, b'amigo di b'amr mukhe say tzani, tach techa, nistach basadeyu. What's the kasha? What does it mean, nistach basadeyu? Yishikataina, it's your tough luck. I married you, I was a psula. By Eris. And during these 12 months, I became a mukaseitz. So now I'm entitled to $200 ksuba. And I'm not also to you. I'm a mukaseitz. So that's Yishikataina. Yishikataina mukaseitz. So for Taisvis, let's believe her when she says psula, Isi, because she has a migu of mukaseitz. Mukaseitz, she'd be believed. Because she's a Bari and the husband's a Shema, he doesn't know. So Migu, that she could have said, Mukaseitz Hayisi, let's believe her when she says Besula Hayisi. The husband says Besula, she says Besula. She has a Migu, he doesn't have a Migu.
That Migu is that she's only
getting. Oh, so if she'll say I was a Mukaseitz before Erisin, she'll only get half. So Tais is saying, let her have a Migu, she could have said I was a Mukaseitz after Erisin. And then she gets the whole thing, because at the time of Erisin, she was a psula. So Taisis Kasha. Makach Nira, they have two Taisis, two Turats. Either have a Migu, B'makam Chazaka, they know them to have psula mafsida. One Teretz is, this Migu is against the Chazaka. What's the Chazaka? And he's telling the truth, because they know them to have psula mafsida. So Mimela, Memela, since they don't have Pesudim Afsida, he's believed to say Pesach Pesuch Mitzasi. And she, even with Amigo, is not Nema. Because he has a Chazaka, she has Amigo. And this Taisis holds, Chazaka is stronger than Amigo. So he says Pesach Pesuch. She says Besula. She has Amigo on her side. He has a Chazaka on his side. So Chazaka beats Amigo.
That's Taisis Sheik. Telling us that he's telling the truth. But here he's not lying. He just has
no, because she's saying Besula. She's saying he's lying, but she has Amigo for his sense. Yeah.
If she was the one to say it, she would have told her. We established, Tyson said in previous hours, there's no
Gnai. No, Tyson says that he would have told her afterwards. Doesn't say she would have said before.
There's
no Gnai to say so.
There's no Gnai to say.
Why didn't she tell him before him?
Why wouldn't she tell him before? Why would she goes up and tells him? Because so she doesn't get dragged into, there's a Gnai getting dragged into bed and having her out
of the door. Good question. Why didn't she say Mukaseitz beforehand? I don't know. You seem to assume that she won't. Why not? Why won't she say Mukaseitz? You should know it's the nature of people. I see this all the time. And people say, should I tell? Shouldn't I tell? People generally just push off telling, even though it's to their own detriment. I'm not sure that normally she would say Mukaseitz. I just hope that everything, you know, nothing will happen. So Taisa's first teretz is Tzemigu Mokam Chazak. Afagav de boi hi beperakav de bava pasri. Amina Mokam Chazak Eloi. Shema Chazak Adach Adifa. Second teretz. Eloi Amina Migal Haitzi Asinami Shab. If you hold, you don't say Migal Haitzi. It's also good. So Tuturutz. Either it's a Migal Haitzi or it's a Migal Mokam Chazak. So therefore you don't have a Migal. Which Migal are we talking about here? Which Migal? Sula Yisi with a Migal of? Okay, say, does that have anything to do with Yehuda? No. Yehuda Gol? No. This is a regular place, not Yehuda. Every place, a man tiny special. Psuach, Taisa's kasha was, should have a Migal. Sula Yisi with a Migal. So Taisa says, you can't say the Migal. First of all, it's a Migal of Haitzi. Second of all, it's a Migal Makam Chazaka. I'm sorry. First of all, it's a Migal Makam Chazaka. Second of all, it's a Migal of Haitzi. Why didn't go back now to Taisa's Aval? Pella. Tosis Aval said that in Yehuda she could say what? She could say Besula Hayisi with a Migo of what? Of you are Bayil me. And she could get a Ksubu with a Migo. I don't understand. Mershayas. The same two Teraturatsim. It's a Migo Lahayisi. Tosis Aval, it's also Migo Lahayisi. She's trying to get a Ksubu.
It's not a Migo against
Chazaka. She's agreeing. It's a Migo against a Chazaka. Why? Chazaka in Antareh Pesudah Mafsida. So why did he make a wedding if he wants to give her a get the next day? Must be he's telling the truth. The truth is, I mean, it's a Pella. The two Taisisin are Saisa one the other. Taisa Aval, Taisa says, a woman gets a Ksubu with a Migo. And Taisa's lie. Taisa says, you don't get a Ksubu with a Migo. Because A, it's a Migo Makam Chazaka, Antarech Besud Marsida. And B, it's a Migo Lahaitzi. So the Mashah blibes at a Tzarechian. It's funny, the Mashah's Lashon, he only asked the Stira of Migo Lahaitzi. On the Kanei Reim, on the footnotes, he asked that the Stira of both Terutzim in the next Taisa. Both Terutzim should fit into Taisa's Dibra Maschal Avol. What's the difference between the two? What makes the kasha even more peladic is that in the base Shmuel, in Shulchan Aruch, you find the same, almost exactly the same stira. The base Shmuel says what it says in the bottom Taisus. You don't have a migo mishur standing in the nasti because a migo lahitzi. And then, in the case of Yehuda. He writes, he's not talking Yehuda, because in his days the minhag Yehuda stopped. But he says, if the chasen kala were miyachid, if the erisin, so he says, she's believed to say besula yisi, with a migu of yuabayelmi. So it's funny that the same stira in Taisis, you have a stira in the Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Shmuel. So obviously there's got to be some way around this, So the Haflah says a teretz. The back, the Sefer Haflah, which I've quoted a number of times, is on Masechtas Ksubis. But in the back, he has a small, not so small, but a few pages, a Kunches Achrim, where he goes on the Seder of the Shulchan Aruch. And there in Siman Samach Gimel, he asks the Stira in the Beis Shmuel. And he says a teretz, which is based on the side of Migo. The side in Dine Migo, which I'm sure any of you who have ever dealt with any subjects of Migo have heard. That is that there are two types of Migo. There's the standard Migo. What's a standard Migo? Believe me, with Taina A, because I could have Taina B. That's a standard Migo, right? Then there's something stronger than that. Migu di bai shasik. If you taina something to someone, and he would win by being quiet, migu di bai shasik is a stronger migu. Why is it a stronger migu? Why is migu di bai shasik a stronger migu?
Because it doesn't mean
that I'm not alive. That's one reason. One reason is because I don't have to lie. A normal migu who says, believe me with this, because I wanted to lie, I could have said a different lie. Here he's saying, believe me, I'm not lying. I could have just been quiet. I could have said, I don't know. I could have been shaysik. So migu by shaysik, a lot easier. I remember Nixon when he was in the impeachment hearings by Nixon. So everyone said, I don't recall. I don't remember. A lot easier to say I don't remember than to say a lie. So everyone, collective amnesia in the White House, which wasn't hard to believe given the people in the White House at the time. But it's another reason. Migdi Abai Shasik is stronger. Because the normal migo is, believe me this, I could have said something else. Not everyone's such a genius that they could have thought of a different taina. So normal migo, you're assuming the person's smart enough that if he wanted to lie, he could have thought of a different taina. Migo de bai shasik doesn't take so much brains to say just to be quiet. So migo de bai shasik is stronger. As a matter of fact, most mefarshim hold that migo de bai shasik is the same thing as pesha asa u pesha hiter. The expression, pesha asa, pesha hiter. Which means, basically, for our purposes, that if you could win by being quiet, you have a stronger migo. And that could win even against the chazaka, even the haitzi. Asha'eke, an amigo, you had to say a different taina, that does not win. Mela says the hafla, the stira and taisis is off. In the bottom taisvis, it's a standard migo. It's a standard migo. What do I mean it's a standard migo? The woman, the man calls it pesa pesuach. What's she going to say? She says nothing, she loses. You assume shtika kaida. You assume that she was taka bula. So she has to say something. So she said, besula yisi ura migo. That's a standard migo. Standard migo, you do not say lahaitzi, you do not say against the chazak. In Taisus Aval, we were talking in Yehuda. Zak the hafla in Yehuda, when a man walks into Basna, and he says, Pesach Pesuch Mitzasi, the woman doesn't have to tie in anything. She doesn't have to tie in anything. She says, I don't want to answer. She'll win. Because in Yehuda, we assume, like Taisus said in the other Taisus, Vadei Bo'alea, Deloi Muki Yinesh HaNafshe. He walks there and he says, Pesach Pesuch Mitzasi. You say, fine, you have to pay the ksuba anyway. We assume that you are bail. Either like Rashi, you are bail and you forget. Or like Tysus, you are bail and you're lying. But either way, in Yehuda, she has a migu di bai shasik. She has a migu, she could have been quiet. A migu di bai shasik is stronger than a migu of a taina. And a meilun, Tysus aval, she taka wins with a migu. A shenken and Tysus lie. Where the migo doesn't work, it's a tzai migo makam chazaka and a migo lights. Yeah. In Yehuda, with the miyachid, we assumed there was a bia. This is the teres of the Beis Yaakov says the same thing.
She would refer herself by saying, by possibly saying, is that migo or something else?
Well, she actually said besula. You see, she has a migo. She could have been quiet. She would get a besula.
Taisa
says she has a migo, she could have said, you are by me.
Right, so why doesn't
she? Well, that you are by me, she doesn't have to actually say. It's an assumption that the fact is true, Taisa didn't use a mashani by shasim. But akabanim, the taina, that a psulas believe with a migo, she could have said that the artist was by her. So this haflaz teretz is an important teretz because it's the aside. I always like a teretz that's the aside. Plugs in the old aside. Migu di bai shasik is stronger, and that's it. In the Eitzar HaPaiskim, he brings a different teretz. The name of the sefer, Evan Pina, not familiar with the sefer. But he says a different teretz on the two, on Migu Lahaitzi at least. And why the bottom teretz of Migu Lahaitzi and not the top. He goes back to the Shmaitzes Chiddush of last week. Shmaitzes said that a woman who's holding a ksuba is considered a mosik, mosekes. She has a the one who's holding the ksuba, it's not a migul haitzi. If she wishes to be teveya with her ksuba, that's not a migul haitzi. It's a migul lahachzik. And therefore, Taisis Aval is not Shrek. Why didn't Taisis Aval say it's a migul lahaitzi? It's not a migul lahaitzi. She has a ksuba. She's a mosik. She's holding. But I told you that the bottom Taisis is a problem to Shmeitz. Because the bottom Taisis says that it is a migul lahaitzi. She's also holding a ksuba. You say a person who's holding a ksuba is a mukzakes. So why does Taisis call it a migul lahaitzi? So the Yitzhar Paiskin brings the Teretz that a woman who's holding a ksuba is a mukzakes, but if a man tainers Pesach Pasuach, that's a reyes and a ksuba. Since we have a chazake in on Tarat Mesudim Afsida, the man comes the next day and says Pesach Pasuach Betzasi, that's a reyes and a ksuba. And then she loses her chazaka, because the ksuba is suspect. Might be a mekach tos, might be a shtar tos. And therefore, it's a migul lahaitzi.
Why would you say it's a chazaka versus a chazaka? Why should his chazaka be better?
Because we're talking about who's the muzik in the money. There are two different types of chazaka. Chazaka and tarpasudim afsida means a raya. Muzik, when we say the woman is muzikas, doesn't mean she has a raya to her. It just means she's the muzik. She's the one who's having it, and the other one's a maitzi. It's not a rhyme. So Zakta Abed Bina, in the bottom Taisis, why is it a Mikul Lahaitzi? Because there's a Reyes and this Ksuba. When there's a Reyes and the Ksuba, she's not considered Muzekis. But Shainkan in Yehuda, where a man tainis, a man comes into Bezdin, and he tainis Pesach Pesach Mitzasi, that does not create a Reyes and the Ksuba. Because in Yehuda, Pesach Pesach Mitzasi, Bezdin just laughs at Pesach Pesach Mitzasi. It's not a significant taina. Because in Yehuda, we assume we know why it was Pesach Pesach. And Mamela, in Yehuda, she's considered Muzekes. So it's not a Migul Lahaitzi. Shekin in the bottom Taisvis, where it is a Migul Lahaitzi. Because there's a Reyes and a Ksub. This is how the Evan Pina answers the Stirim Taisvis. This is also something we have to come back to, because the issue of whether someone having a ksuba is a muzik or not, the muzikas, as I said, is a complicated issue which will come up yet in this parak. One more item before we finish the sugya, and that is the marsha on the bottom taisus. The marsha on the bottom taisus says a chiddush. He says, why does Taisvis talk about Migul of Mukis Eitz on the bottom of Tesa Mepes? That you should have a Migul of Mukis Eitz, why not in the beginning of the Sugya? Man says Tesa Pesula Matzazdi, she says he's a Pesula. Why didn't Taisvis talk about this right away? So the Marsha says an incredible chiddush. If you think about it, the Yomid Aleph was talking about what? Was the Yomid Aleph talking about money? Did we mention the money of the Ksuba? No. The Yomid Aleph was talking about what? Isurim. The Yomid Aleph was talking about Isurim. The Yomid Beis, all of a sudden Shmuel comes in, so he starts talking about money, about Lafsida Ksuvasa. Zakti Marsha, Amigu only works in Dine Mominus. When you have a Moministic dispute with someone else, Migus work. When you have a Shaila of Dine Isser, Migu be Isurim lo yamrina. We don't say Migus when it's a Shaila of Isser. He says, Shavi Anashi Etechid Isura. He says, Pesa Pesuah Petzasi. So a Migu, that she has a Migu, a raya of a migu, it's not going to help me. It's not going to change Yisur. Migu be Yisurim lo yamrinan. Anybody can say the logic to that? What's the logic of Migu be Yisurim lo yamrinan?
Because
Why should we say Mikva Beisurim?
It's like this is on him.
It's out of left field. It's on him. So, but believe us, she was a psula with Amigo, and he's not us. Awesome.
Shavian
Even if we know for sure it's but there,
still for him.
She can't make him
look. See, the Pnei Yeshua says what you're saying, but he asks on them. He says, yes, on the Marsha, Shavian Nafshi anyway, who cares about the Migul? That's not the same as saying Migul Bisurim Le'amrina. The Marsha is saying this new concept that Migul's only work by Mominus and Migul's don't work by Isurim. So that is a. It needs a logic to it.
At the same time, we don't send Migul Lights.
What?
And at the same time, we're not going to send Migul Lights. Migul is only by Mammon, it's only going to work for one person.
Migul is only by Mammon and not Lights. It only works for one person. It doesn't work for someone else. Therefore, Migul Bisurim.
It's going both ways.
You're really on the track, I'll tell you. Rechaim Shmuel Levitz has a pshat here. Before I tell you Rechaim Shmuel Levitz's pshat, let me just tell you that I've been a Torah V'das just about all my life, except the year after I graduated high school, I learned by Shmuel Brudny in the Mir Yeshiva here in Brooklyn. He gave a very derech shir, and everything had to be glatt, and people gave me advice to go to him, and I went to him. I was there for 1 year, and then I came back to Torah V'das. And Rav Shmuel Brudny was giving shir one day, and Rav Bar Saratskin, the Rashiva in Tells, came, you know, every once in a while, they have, what's it, arts? The arts thing where somebody comes around, the Rashiva comes around, sits in on a class, and it's for the government certification. You know what I'm talking about? It happened a few years ago. Baruch Hashem, I don't think I was giving shir then. Or maybe it just didn't come to me. But so Bar Saratskin sat down in the shir. And he interrupted, and tells the style is you interrupt the shir all the time. So he interrupted, and he said something, and Rav Shmuel Brudny argued, they got into a big argument. What was their argument? Well, Baruch Saratskin said, a migu can only be used by the one who has the migu. If I have a migu, I could use the migu. But you can't use my migu. A different person can't use my migu. If I am believed to say A, but amigo B, someone else wants to come and prove his case and bring a raya for me, doesn't work. Amigo works only for me and not for a second person. So Shmuel Brudny tainted, it doesn't make sense. Amigo is a raya, you're telling the truth. If it's a raya, tell the truth, it should work for someone else. And they got into an argument, which was a little more elaborate than what we did now. Finally, at the end, Rav Bar Saratskin said that, okay, go weiter. Shmuel Brudny said, no, Bachar, you're going to ask me later what you meant. You have to explain it. So, you know, went on for another bit of time, and finally, however it ended, you know, Baruch Hashem got up, he left the room, and he went into the next room. So after he left, Shmuel Brudny said to the class that that I know what he says in a few Acharonim. He told us where it says. And he said, but I don't understand it. So with that Akdama, I'll tell you a place where it says, or Baruch Saratskin said. Okay? Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz brings B'Shem Deshara Mishpat, this Yisayit, that one person can't use another person's migul. That if you have a migul, you could use it, I can't use it. So he says, why? What does it mean? It means, you want to know other cases? I'll tell you what it means in this case. And Mitz Hashem, we will discuss Migu. The main sugi of Migu is Yudchesam and Beis and Ksubis. And we're going to explain it. But let me just tell you, I don't get if the Shiva has a Shari Chaim, Chaim Shmuel Levitz is a Svarim, I should really buy a few. Basically, what he says is the following. By Isurim, what's Shaviyah Nafshe? The man says, Pesach Pesach Mitzas. Now, Mominus is between him and his wife. So if his wife has a migu, it paskins. But Isurim, Gamal Alf was talking, Shavin HaShech Tichet Isura, Eish Eskayin, of course, Maskimel, she's also there. So he created an Isser. So what do you want to say now? She says Besula, and she has a migu. The Ksuba is between him and her. The Isser is between him and Hashem. It's not between him and her. It's an Isser between Adam and Lamakim. for a kayin to live with a woman who's a zayna, who was a zayna, tachtav, even by this. So Zakrib Chaim Shmulevitz, the Marsha means migu bi surim lay amrinan. Why? Because manafshach, if I'm the one who has the migu, so I know the truth. It's between me and God, I know the truth. I don't need a migu. So me dealing with Hashem, I know if I'm telling the truth. Elamai, I really think Pesach Pesach Mitzasi. The woman says Basula, I'm sure she's wrong. But we have a Raya, she's right, because she has a Migul. Her Migul can't affect me. For me, I said Pesach Pesach Mitzasi, her Migul can't affect me. What the logic is, I don't have a Hezbro for today. And therefore, her Migul can't work for me, and therefore Migul Bisurim Lo Yamrina. This is the way Reb Chaim Shmuel Levis explains the yesod of the Marsha, Amigo Bisurim Layaminan, and again, it's something we'll come back to because we haven't really gotten into Migul yet. Migul will come up in this parak yet, and again on Daf Yud Ches. So we will, in Yisrael Hashem, get into Migul. Okay, what we've done is basically finished Daf Tes. How many weeks is it? Any clue? It's either three or four weeks, right? And we started Daf Tes. We are going to have Chazara, but this, I really want desperately that there should be a Chazara, and that everybody do it properly. What I would like, in the course of your Chazara, there should not be the whole Chazara, but in the course of your Chazara, I mentioned to you once that it would be nice if you just had an index card, the klal. The klal, it shouldn't mention anything with this sugya. You should have basically four things. One index card, so to speak, it could be a piece of paper too. It says Shevi Nashitichi Disura, the two ways to learn it in Afkamina. One on Chazaka, the three Chazakas which I had, Chazaka Meikara, Chazaka Mamin, and Chazaka Hashta, and the rules of how it works. One on Safik, Safik Deraisa, Safik Derabanan, Machlex Derabim Derashma, and one on Sfek Sfeka. At the very least, you really should have a Sfek Sfeka B'makim Lahitzi Mamin, which is really a separate topic here on the Yavid Beis. The Sfek Sfeka index card, you have to get the larger one. So you have a few subtopics. But I'd like that you have the Yisaida is clear. You have two things. One thing is to learn the Gemara, to know Klar Daf Tes, and the other thing is to know the Yisaidis of the Gemara. I'd like to do a little differently, just personally. Instead of giving a written Bechina as in the past, what I'd like to do is, at the end of the week, I think I've done this in previous years, just call a few of you up to the room and speak Adarach, whatever it is that we learned. And not a Bechina, just to talk through, especially the new guys who I don't know as well as the old timers. Some of them I was Miyayashan already, right? And some I know, but just to talk Adarach the Sugya, just to be able to get a handle on how things are going. So please put in the time. Start with Shavya Nashe. Make sure you have a klari yedi and daf tes. Do a good chazan. So, 58? Yeah. 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58? 58